Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Vav. We are holding on daf Hey Amid Beis. We are at the two dots Tanu Rabbanon, five lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Gordon Weingarten in honor of our daf Yomi shir. It is also sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also by Manny and Marshall Wasserman in honor of their children, grandchildren, and great grandchildren. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss in today's daf is we're going to have a machlokas if you carry from a Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim, but on the way you walk through a Carmelist, that there's a Carmelist that interrupts between the Rishus Yachid and the Rishus Rabim. Is one Chayiv or not? And the Gemara is going to say that that's dependent on the issue of Mahalich Ka'omidami, or do we assume Mahalich Lav Ka'omidami? If a person continues to walk with each step, do we view it as if he has stopped, and therefore it's a new Akira and a new Anacha, so he never really took from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim, he went Rishus Yachid to Carmelist and then Carmelist to Rishus HaRabim, or do we say no, as long as he keeps walking, it's one continuous act of carrying? The Gemara is going to bring three rayas that a person is chayiv for carrying from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim through a Carmelis. Then the Gemara is going to bring a braisa that essentially defines the Dalid Rishuyos of Shabbos. What is a Rishus HaRabim? What is a Rishus Yachid? What is a Carmelis? And what is a Makom Ptur? And the Gemara is going to elaborate on the braisa. The braisa is also going to talk about the level of chiyuv that one has. Is one chayiv kares? Is one chayiv skila? Is one chayiv chatas? What are the circumstances and the level of chiyuv one has for carrying? And that explanation and elaboration of the braisa is going to take up the entirety of Amud Beis. So let's begin. Daf Hey Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom of the page. Tanu Rabbanan. Hamotzi mechanus leplatia. If a person carries something from a chanus, which is a rishus hayachid, to a platia, which is where people gather together to do business, it's like the town square, that has a din of a Rishus HaRabim, but he goes derech stav, he passes through a place where they have benches, where the merchants sit by those benches, and that's considered a Carmelis because people don't walk through there, it's not a thoroughfare, so one is chayiv, a person is going to be chayiv, a korban chatos if he does so b'shogeg, because he didn't stop in the Carmelis, so he had, at the end of the day, he picked something up in Rishus HaYachid, and he put it down in Rishus HaRabim. That's a violation of Hatsa'a. But Benazai poter. Benazai disagrees. Benazai says, no, you're poter from a chatos, and the Gemara is about to explain why. Bishlam Benazai k'sav mahalichom edami. The reason Benazai must say you're poter is because he holds that as you're walking, each time you take a step, that's as if you've stopped, and therefore it's a new hanacha, and then every time you take another step, it's a new akira. So what this person actually did was, he took something from Rishus HaYachid into a Carmelis, and then took something from a Carmelis into Rishus HaRabim, and one is not chayiv for carrying from a Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelis, nor from a Carmelis to Rishus HaRabim. Tosfos raises the question, why does Gemara need to say that that's the reason? Why don't you just say the reason for Benazai is because you don't find such a similar hotza'a in the by the Mishkan, just like the Gemara is about to say with regard to the Shita of the Chachamim. So Tosfos suggests that the Gemara means to say that even if we were to find such a similar type of hotza'a in the Mishkan, but it would still be potter in this case because mahalich is ka'omid, meaning even if you were to find a case in the Mishkan where there was zorek from a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim through a Carmelis, but when you are walking the item from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim through a Carmelis, you would still be potter because of mahalich ka'omidami. According to the Shita of Benazai, that mahalich is ka'omid, how do you ever have a chiyuv? The Tos raised the question, how do you ever have a chiyuv of being mavir dalet amos b'Rishus HaRabim? Every time you walk another step, it's considered a new anacha, new akira, so you're never carrying something dalet amos, you're always carrying something exactly one step. So the Yerushalmi asked this kasha, Tosas writes, and the Yerushalmi says that according to Benazai, ein achinami, you have to be a long jumper. If you're an Olympic athlete, and you, the Olympic athletes go a lot farther than 4 amos, but if you jump 6 feet or 8 feet, whatever 4 amos is, only if you do it in one step, only then are you going to be chayiv. The fact that the Bavli doesn't ask such a kasha, Tosas points out, is because the Bavli holds it's not a kasha at all, because the chayiv of Mavir Dalam Shus Rabim was Halachal Moshe Misinai, the Gemara is going to say. And maybe that's even the way the Halachal Moshe Misinai was stated, was that even Derech Hilucho. So even though normally Mahalik Ha'omed, Dalam Shus Rabim is an exception to the rule of Mahalik Ha'omed, because Halachal Moshe Misinai that tells us that Dalam Shus Rabim is different. So anyway, back in the Gemara, so the Gemara says, I understand Ben Azai's opinion that when I carry from Rosh Hashiachid to Rosh Hashabim through a Carmelis, I'm going to be Potter, because each step I take is a new Hanacha and therefore a new Akira El Rabbanan. But according to the Rabbanan, that you're going to be Chayiv, Nihinami Duksavi Mahalik Lavko Medami. I understand that they're going to say that when you're walking, it's not as if you have stopped. But where do we find that carrying something from Rosh Hashiach to Rosh Hashanah in this way, when you carry it through a third Rosh Hashanah, through a Carmelis, that you're going to be chayiv? Meaning, typically speaking, we only say that you're chayiv for things that have some parallel in the Mishkan. Where do we find such a thing? So Amar Rav Safra, Amar Rav Yami, Amar Rav Yochanan, Midi Dahava Amavir Chayfetz B'Rosh Hashanah. It's just like with the Raya to the fact that you'd be chayiv in such a case, Raya. Number one, we're going to have three of them. The raya that you'd be chayiv in such a case, the precedent that you'd be chayiv in such a case, is carrying something in a rishos harabim for amos. That hasam lava afagav the kamid denakale vaazil. That as long as you keep on walking, potter, you're going to be potter. But kimanachle, as soon as you place the item down, wherever you stop, 10 amos later, 20 amos later, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv, even though there's apparently some space in the in between that you've been walking that you're putter from, that you're putter walking in that area, meaning as long as you keep walking, you're putter. So nevertheless, when you put it down at the end, you're going to be chayiv. So chenami loshna, when you carry from rishos to rishos, derech makom p'tur, it should be the same, and you should be chayiv. Says Gemara, what does that have to do with anything? Me dummy, that's not a good right, it's not a good comparison. Hasam, by the case of being mavir b'rishosam, if you were to stop anywhere and put it down, you're going to be chayiv on that spot. But it's just that you have to do the hanacha in order to be chayiv. But if you were to do the hanacha anywhere, you'd be chayiv. But hacha, in our case, where you're walking through a Carmelis, if you actually place the item down in the Carmelis, you're going to be putter. So it's not at all the same as carrying something beyond Dalet Amos in Rosh Hasharabin. So says Gemara, a second possibility of what the precedent is to be chayiv for carrying from Rosh Hashiach to Rosh Hashanah, derech a Carmelis. Now the precedent is carrying something from the beginning of four amos to the end of four amos, meaning you carry something exactly four amos in Rosh Hashanah. Let's say you would have stopped somewhere short of the four amma mark. The halacha would have been Potter, but nevertheless, you keep going till the end of four amos. Now you're going to be chayiv. So hasam lav aval gavdi imanach lebetochar ba'amos potter. Had you placed it down within four amos, you would have been potter. But kimanach lebesof arba amos chayiv. When you place it down at the end of the dalet amos, you're going to be chayiv. Sachanami loshna. So too, when you're motzi mirushus lirushus derech a makom p'tur derech a karmelis, it should be the same thing, and you should be chayiv. Chazon Yecheskel points out, he says, I understand, how can you learn from Mavir Dalaram Shusram to Motsi Mir Shusayach Shusrabim Derech Stav? When you're Mavir Pachos Mi Dalaram Shusram, the reason you're Potter is because you didn't do the Malacha. Dalaramos is the shear of the Malacha. So you only did a Chatzi shear. But if you take something Derech from Rishusayach to Rishusarabim Derech Stav, you've done the full shear of the Malacha. The whole Malacha is Rishusayach to Rishusarabim. You did that. You just happened to have a Carmelis in between. So how can you compare them at all? So even before the Gemara says that this comparison is an invalid comparison, says Chazon Yecheskel, there's a more obvious reason why it's an invalid comparison. So he answers with a major yesod in the chiyuv of Dalet Amos Rosh Hasharabim. He points out that the fact that the Torah is mechayev one for carrying Dalet Amos Rosh Hasharabim is a function of motzi mirushos l'rushos. It's not that there are two types of hotza'a, that there's rishos to rishos, and then there's a separate thing called dalaram rishos ram. He says, no, the fact that you're chayiv dalaram rishos ram is that that's a form of being motzi mirushos l'rushos. meaning that the four amos around the person become his makom. So when you're mavir dalet amos, you've taken it out of your makom. So the fact that you're patur when you carry it less than dalet amos is not because it's pachus mikashir, and it's because you put it in a makom patur, because it's betoch dalet amos. It's still as if it's in your rishos, meaning it's like carrying from rishos hayachid within a rishos hayachid. It's still within the same rishos within dalet amos, but not a chatzi shir of a melacha. It's not like kosev os achas or something like that. And that's why we think it's a good comparison. So just like carrying from a Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelis, strictly speaking, on a Doraisa level, you're not chayiv, because a Carmelis is not a Rosh Hashanah. You didn't take it to the Rosh Hashanah that you would be chayiv. So too, when you carry within Dalar Amos in Rosh Hashanah, you haven't taken it to a Rosh Hashanah that you would be chayiv. Says Gemara, but still we don't like the comparison. Me dummy. You can't compare Hasam Lagabi the high Gavra Makam Turu, but Lukuli Alma Makam Chayivu. When you're talking within Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah, yes, for you, since you started within those Dalet Amos, three Amos away is a Makom Patur. It's a place that you're not going to be Chayiv. But for everybody else, or anyone who started from outside of the Dalet Amos of that location, it is a Makom Chayiv. So fundamentally, the Makom is a place that one could be Chayiv. But Hach L'Kuli Alma Makom Patur Hu. But over here, we're talking about a Carmelis. A Carmelis for everybody is considered a place that you would not be Chayiv for carrying from a Rosh Hashanah or a Rosh Hashanah into it. So that's not a good enough precedent to say that you're going to be chayiv when you carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through a Carmelis. So says Gemara, attempt number three at where we find such a precedent. Ella midi dahava amotzi Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah derech tzide Rosh Hashanah. Just like we know that one is chayiv if they carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah walking through the tzide Rosh Hashanah. Tzide Rosh Hashanah is, let's say you have a chatzer, that the fence that separates the chatzer from the Rosh Hashanah was nifratz, it broke open, so it's wide open, so the place where the mechitza used to be is a place where people from the Rosh Hashanah might take a small rest to on their travels. So that is the status of tzide Rosh Hashanah. So hasam lav avagav di imanach leyat tzide Rosh Hashanah pater. Tzide Rosh Hashanah has din of a Carmelis, so if someone were to take something from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and stop in the tzide Rosh Hashanah, he'd be pater, because there's din of a Carmelis. But if he walks through the tzide Rosh Hashanah and puts it down in the Rosh Hashanah, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. So this should be exactly the same case, meaning this is mamish the same case. You're going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah and through a Carmelis. Tzide Rosh Hashanah is just another name for a type of Carmelis. So it's mamish a really good precedent. In fact, it's such a good precedent that Tosfos is bothered. The Gemara says, oh, just like we already know that if you carry through a tzide Rosh Hashanah, how do we already know that? Who told us that? It's mamish the case that we're trying to figure out. Who said that if you walk through a tzide Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be chayiv? So Tosfos says that it has to be that the way the houses were constructed was that there was always a tzide Rosh Hashanah buffering between the Rosh Hashanah and the Rosh Hashanah. So it's mistaver that it was that way in the Mishkan, and therefore it was pashut to the Gemara that you can be chayiv in such a case, because that was the only way really to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So they didn't have this thing called a stav, with benches set up for Sochrim to sit down, but they had another type of Carmelis called the Tzide Rosh Hashanah. So that type of Carmelis serves as the basis for every type of Carmelis, and we therefore see, according to the Chachamim, that when you walk from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through a Carmelis, that you're going to be chayiv. So I ask the Gemara, is this raya such a good raya? Maskev for Rav Papa, ha, nichal rabban dami tzid Rosh Hashanah lavka Rosh Hashanah dami. That works very well if you assume that tzid Rosh Hashanah actually have a din of a Carmelis, that they don't have a din of Rosh Hashanah. El Rav Lazar, maybe Ben Yaakov, some of the Rishonim don't have the girsa of Ben Yaakov. The Gemara in Avron and Ksuvis has the same line and it does not quote Rav Lazar Ben Yaakov, Rav Lazar Eliezer Ben Yaakov, just says Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, Damit Sidi Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah Dami, Ma'ikal Meimar. But if you hold that Sidi Rosh Hashanah are actually like Rosh Hashanah, so then you're stuck. Then we don't have a basis for the idea of the Chachamim that if you carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Derech a Carmelis, that you're going to be Chayiv, which it really isn't the end of the world, because you could just say, okay, because they're assuming like the Rabbanan, which who do all the Sidi Rosh Hashanah as din of a Carmelis. But we just want to see if it could possibly work out, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. So Amr le Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ika, Even Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Sidur Rosh Hashanah has a din of Rosh Hashanah, that's only if there are no posts that block the rabbim from entering the area of the Sidur Rosh Hashanah. But in a case where there are these posts that block the rabbim from overflowing into the Sidur Rosh Hashanah, so it could be that everyone would agree that it does not have, even Rabbi Eliezer is moda, that it does not have a din of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we can still use Sidur Rosh Hashanah with posts as an idea, as a basis for the idea that when you carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through a Carmelist, that you're going to be chayiv. So hilkach lahadamya. So that's the final answer. So again, what happened so far? We had a machlokas. If you carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through a Carmelist, are you chayiv or pater? We said the shita that says you pater would say yeah, because mahalech is ka'omedami. Each step is as if you paused, and the shita that says you chayiv says no, mahalech lav ka'omedami. Yeah, but still, it's not like it was in the Mishkan where you went straight from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says, yes, it is, because there's such a din of tzi de Rosh Hashanah that if you carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through a tzi de Rosh Hashanah, you're chayiv. So mele, the same is true if you carry through a more classic Carmelis. So the Braisa had said that Ben Azai disagrees with the Chavim, and he holds that if you carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah derech a Carmelis, you're pater, because mahalich is ka'omed. So it turns out that you were oker from Rosh Hashanah and maniach in a Carmelis, and then you did another act where you were oker from a Carmelis and maniach in the Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mod Ben Azai bizorik. But even Ben Azai would agree that if you throw it over the Carmelis, through the Carmelis rather, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, that's going to be chayiv. Tanya Namiyachi, because you don't have the Omeid, the Mahalech Ka'omeid Svara anymore. It went straight through without pausing. So Tanya Namiyachi, of a Braisa that tells us, like Rabbi Yochanan says, that Amotzi Mechanos Laplatia, Derech Stav Chayiv, Echra Motzi Vechra Machnes, Vechra Zorek, Vechra Moshit. But Ben Azai Omer Amotzi Vamachnes Pater, Hamoshit Vazorek Chayiv. That the Tanakhama says, I don't care if you walked it through in one direction, the other direction, you threw it through, you passed it through, it doesn't matter. Either way, you're going to be chayiv. But Ben Azai says, no, if you walk it through, either from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through Carmelis, or Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through Carmelis, you're going to be pater, because mahalech ka'omed. But if you throw it through, you pass it through, in one motion, directly through, then you're going to be chayiv. So that's a raya that Rabbi Yochanan was correct, that Ben Azai would agree that in fact you are chayiv if you don't have the svara of mahalech ka'omed. So now the rest of the daf is going to be about the brisa that we're about to quote. The brisa is going to define the Dalet Rishuyos of Shabbos and tell us what the chiyuv is for violating carrying in from one rishus to another. So Tanur Rabbanan, Arba Rishuyos l'Shabbos. There are four Rishuyos of Shabbos. There's Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, the Carmelis, Umakum Patur. What is this inyan of Carmelis? What does the word even mean? So it's a three-way machlokes. We showed him what the word means. We're going to see what Carmelis is something that on a Daraisa level, you're not chayiv for carrying from Rosh Hashanah to it, or from Rosh Hashanah to it, or vice versa. But on a Darabbanan level, we give all the chumras. You're not allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah to it, nor from Rosh Hashanah to it to Rosh Hashanah, it to Rosh Hashanah, nor even Dalet Amos within the Carmelis. All me Darabbanan, we give it both the chumras of both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. So we showed him where the word comes from, what the etymology of the word is. Rashi and Daf Gimel Amud Beis has said that it's from Lashon of the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Ya'ar of a Carmelah, that a Yar is a forest, and a Carmel is a place of fields and vineyards, that it's not a place where a lot of people walk all the time, but it's also not a private area, so it's somewhere in between. So just like a Yar and a Kerem are these types of places, so that's what Carmelis means. That's how Rashi understands. The Rishonim, however, according to Yerushalmi, that it's based on the Pasuk in the Torah by the Korban Omer. Geresh Carmel, the Pasuk says, and it means that the grain is neither moist nor dry, that it's a Beinoni, that it's somewhere in between. So Carmel is also, it's neither Rosh Hashanah nor Rosh Hashanah, so it's like somewhere in between. The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos says the Carmel is a Lashon ke armalis, meaning like an almana. Armalis means almana. So she's not a basula, but she's also not an eishes ish. So too, this rishus is somewhere in between, meaning so some sort of mashal for something that's neither here nor there. That's the idea of a karmelis. Now, karmelis and a makom ptur are both not a rishus yachid nor a rishus rab. On a Torah level, you're allowed to be machnas motzi between from them to either type of rishus and carry dalet amos within them. However, by a karmelis, the chacham made a gezera. By a makom ptur, they never made a gezera. A karmelis is different than a makom ptur. The Rimigash points out in the tshuva because it's a more chashav a makom, and therefore they applied all of these chumras to a karmelis that we did not apply to a makom ptur. Tosus raises the kasha. Wait, I have a fifth rishos that the Brisa forgot to mention. What about a karpef? A karpef is a place that's larger than Beis Asayim, meaning it's larger than 100 amos by 50 amos, and it's surrounded by a wall, but it's not hukaf ledira. The wall that surrounds it is not so that people could live within that wall. So the halacha is, if you throw something from rishos rabim to it, or from it to rishos rabim, you're chayiv just like a rishos yachid, but yet you're not allowed to carry dalet amos within a karpef. So shouldn't that be a fifth rishos? It has these unique halachos that if you're from a rishos yachid to it, you're pater. From a rishos harabim to it, you're chayiv, which makes it sound like it's a rishos yachid. But carrying within it dalet amos, you're going to be chayiv. Makes it sound like a rishos harabim. So Tosus points out that a karpef is not really a separate rishos. Really, it's a rishos yachid. It's just that they made this special gezeira that it's somewhat like a karmelis, in that if you carry dalet amos within it, you're going to be chayiv. We didn't give it all the chumras of karmelis. It's really like rishus yachid in the sense that if you throw from rishus yachid to it, you're pater. But we gave it some of the status of a karmelis, that if you carry dalet amos within it, that you're going to be. They're going to be chayiv. So anyway, so these are the four rishuyos of Shabbos. Now the Brisa defines them. Ve'ezui rishus yachid. How do we define rishus yachid? Charitzu amok asara v'rachav arba'a. You have a ditch in the ground that's 10 tefachim deep, 4 by 4 tefachim wide. V'chein gader shu gavah asara v'rachav arba'a. Or you have something, a protrusion above the ground, like a fence, that's a wall that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 by 4 tefachim wide. Zui rishus yachid gemura. That is an absolute rishus yachid. Similarly, it doesn't mention it, but the classic rishus yachid is a spot on the ground that's 4x4 tefachim surrounded by walls. It doesn't have to be a ditch or a protrusion above the ground. It could be the ground, but then you have walls that surround that ground. So the ground is 4x4 tefachim and it's surrounded by mechitzos that are 10 tefachim high on each side. Vezui rishus rabim. What is a classic example of rishus rabim? Ooh, that's the $1 million question. If we knew the answer to that, we'd be able to resolve all the Leib d'Kerev in Shailas, right? That was the big discussion about the Flatbush Eruv. Ramesha thought that it had a din of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you couldn't build an Eruv there. You can only build an Eruv in a place that has a din of a Karmelis. You can't build an Eruv in a place that's a Rosh Hashanah. So this is going to be an important definition. So what do we say? What is a Rosh Hashanah? Sratya, it's a derech that goes from one city to another. It's an intercity highway. Uplatya Gedola, or the main town square. Umavuo Samufalashin, or you have a roadway that's 16 amos wide that opens up on both ends. So Zui Rishus Rabim Gemura. That is Rishus Rabim Gemura. So really, part of the question is, do you need all those things or some of those things, right? What if it doesn't? What if it's not straight through? That's where Rav Meisha's Chumra comes in, right? Chumra. That's where Shita comes in. That it doesn't go straight. That there's Akmimus. It bends at some point, so it doesn't go straight through. Is it still Rishus Rabim Daraisi? Even though it's Mefulash, it goes from one end to the other, but it's not straight. It bends in the middle. So that was a major part of the issue of whether you have a Rishus Rabim Daraisa in Brooklyn. But anyway, so that's the status of Rishus Rabim. Rav Shachter points out that he was under the impression that anytime you have any passageway from one city to another, that's sort of an uninterrupted passageway, even if it's not Mefulash, even if it comes to a stop at the end. The Long Island Railroad comes to a stop at the wherever, in Far Rockaway, there's a wall wall at the end. So it's not mefulash, it stops at the end, but it's made as a main passageway from one city to another. That's the definition of Rishus HaRabim. So that's why Rav Shechter doesn't hold of our Erev. He thinks that you can't have an Erev that includes a train that takes you from one city to another. He thought we could have one Erev on one side of the train tracks, another Erev on the other side of the train tracks, but we can't have both. Years ago at the meeting when we were discussing upgrading the Erev, one of the local Rabbanim said to Rav Shechter, but in Vilna they had a train track in the middle of the Erev. And Rav Shechter said, they never asked me for Ashkach on the Erev in Vilna. They asked me for Ashkach on the Erev here, and he didn't. So it happens to be here in North Woodmere, we're pretty safe, because as long as you don't walk into the five towns, because we have a cutoff, so we're actually self-contained and we're pretty much surrounded by walls. But even according to that Shita. Anyway, most other poskim do not hold like that, suffice it to say. You're not allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. And our definitions that we use, you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid either. And if you were motzi or machnis, b'shogeg chayiv chatas, if you did it b'shogeg chayiv karban chatas, b'mezid onosh kares, if you did it b'mezid without edim and asra'a, yichayiv kares, v'niskal, and if you did it with edim and asra'a, then yichayiv skila. Aval yam ubika the istavanis the karmelis, but sometimes you have something that has the din of a karmelis, like the ocean, or a place with a lot of fields that are not surrounded by mechitzos, or an istavanis, a place where the merchants sit in front of their stores, and a karmelis. So the Gemara is going to explain later on in tomorrow's daf. What do you mean? What are you adding by the word karmelis? Everything you just said are examples of a karmelis. So why would you then say and a karmelis? So whatever is as a definition of a karmelis, ain't a lo Rishus HaRabim, lo Rishus HaYachid, has neither the status of Rishus HaRabim nor Rishus HaYachid. It's not like Rishus HaYachid because it's similar to Rishus HaRabim in that it doesn't have mechitzos, and it's not a Rishus HaRabim because it's not meant for Hiluch HaRabim. It's not meant for the masses to walk there. The Rishonim are bothered by the Kasha that, wait a second, the Yam is 10 Tfachim deep. It's more than 4 by 4 Tfachim wide. Why isn't it a Rishus HaYachid? So the Urayim points out, because the mechitzos that are on the Sfas HaYam, that are on the edge of the sea, do not go 10 tefachim in height within Arba Amos. I mean, it's too gradual of an incline, and that's why it's not a Rishus HaYachid. That's why it doesn't have a status of a Rishus HaYachid. V'nosim betocha, but nevertheless, when you have a karmelis, you're not allowed to carry 4 Amos within a karmelis. V'nosim betocha, but if you did, pater, you're not going to be chayiv misa, you're not going to be chayiv chatas, you're not going to be chayiv skila karis, whatever, because it's only midrabanan. You're not allowed to carry from it to Rosh Hashanah, nor from Rosh Hashanah to the Carmelis. Not allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Carmelis, or vice versa. Potter. And if you did, then you're going to be potter. Because again, on the Raisa level, it's all mutter. It's only midrabanan that it's aser. Chatzeros shel rabim. So the Brisa is going to discuss chatzeros and mavuos. So if you have you have many houses set up within a single chatzer, or mavuos she'en mufalashin, or you have an alleyway that have a lot of chatzeros that empty into that alleyway, but it's a dead end. I mean, the alleyway doesn't go straight through. So irvu, if you make an eruv that includes all of the batim within the chatzer that join together to share a box of matzahs together, so then mutarim. Then you're allowed to be machnas amotzi from the house to the chatzer, and from the chatzer to the mavui. If you made a shitufei mavuos, below, I mean, if you joined all the chatzeros within the mavui together, you could even carry from the chatzeros to the mavui. Lo ervu asurim, but without an erev, it's going to be asur because they're considered to be different rishuyos. Each home is owned by its owner, and the chatzer is what's the shared property. And similarly, when it comes to the chatzeros of the mavui, each chatzer is shayich to the people who live in that chatzer, and the mavui is shared property. So the Chacham said, you're not allowed to carry from one type of rishus to another, from a privately owned rishus to a jointly owned rishus. And the way that a chatz and an erev chatzeros and a shtufei mavuos works is we make everything jointly owned. And once everything is jointly owned, it's all considered a single rishus, and that's why you're allowed to carry within the chatzer. And you're allowed to carry within the mavui. Now we're going to discuss makom patur. So what's a makom patur? Adam omid al eskufa. If a person is standing on the entranceway by his house, house, the stoop in front of his house, which is more than 3 tefachim off of the ground, so it's not lavud, but it's also not 4x4 tefachim wide. So that's a makom ptur. So then, notes on libalabayis v'nosin, though, he's allowed to take things from, if you're standing on that iskofa, you could take things from the balabayis and give things back to the balabayis, because even though the balabayis is in Rosh Hashiachid, notes on me'ani v'nosin, though. And you could similarly take something from a guy standing in Rosh Hashiachid and think, give things back to him. What you should not do is transfer things from the Rosh Hashiachid to the Rosh Hashirabim through the Iskofa. And if you did, Vinasan, if you took or gave from one to the other, Shlashtan Paturim, all three people, the Ani, the Balabais, and the guy in the Iskofa, are all Patur from Chatas, from Misa, because they did not violate an Isidar Raisa, because it's not really Havarim, Yishus Rishus, since it rested in the middle. Rashi says even if he didn't actually put it down, once it gets into the avir of the iskofa, since he's being mavir, he's being mavir the object, and his body is stationary as soon as he has the object, it's as if it had been placed down, and therefore there's no chiyuv. The Ravid in the 12th paragraph of Shabbos disagrees. He says no, you're only going to be pater if you actually place the object down on the iskofa for a moment. But if you just transferred it straight through, then you're actually going to be chayiv. Acherim omrim, now the Gemara brings the sheet of Acherim, which we learned yesterday, is Rabbi Meir, about an iskofa. Iskofa meshamesh eshtei reshuyos. That sometimes it's Rosh Hashiachid, sometimes it's Rosh Hashirabim. Bizman shapesach pasuach, kelefnim. When the door to the house is open, we view the iskofa as if it's part of the inside of the house, meaning it's Rosh Hashiachid. Pesach na'ul, kelechutz. When the door is closed, we view the iskofa as if it's on the outside, so therefore it has the status of Rishos HaRabim. V'im ha'is iskofa gavoh ha'asar b'chav ha'arba'a ha'reiz Rishos Yatzma. But if the iskofa actually meets the measurements of Rishos Yachid, so then it's a Rishos Yachid. But still, midrabanan, you're not allowed to carry from the house to it, because it's a separate Rishos Yachid than the Rishos Yachid that is the house. So now that's the Braisa. Now the rest of the daf explains the Braisa. So Amar Mar, we just said in the Braisa, Zui Rishos Yachid. We define the Rosh Hashayachid as something that is 10 tefachim in height or depth and 4x4 tefachim in length and width. So, Lamut Emai, what are we trying to exclude when we say Zuhi Rosh Hashayachid? Lamut Ehad Rabbi Yehuda, we're trying to exclude the din of Rabbi Yehuda. Titania, yes, Alkeinam Rabbi Yehuda, Mishi Eshel Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidir Rosh Hashayachid, that if a person has two houses on two sides of the Rosh Hashayachid, one opposite the other, and he wants to be metaltal from one to the other through Rosh Hashayachid, also he could. He has a simple solution. Also, lechem ikan v'lechem ikan. All he has to do is make a post on each side, on each end, on one end of the house from one side of the Rosh Hashanah, and one end of the house on the other side of the Rosh Hashanah. Oh, kora mikan, v'kora mikan, or place a beam on either side, v'nosin, v'emsa. Now you have four makeshift walls. You have the two walls of the houses, plus each lechi, or each kora. That counts as like a separate wall. So now you have a fully enclosed area, and it's like Rosh Hashiachid, you're allowed to carry in between. So Amalo, the Chama said to Rabbi Yehuda, ain't ma'arvin Rosh Hashirabim b'kach. You have a place that has only two mechitzos. A place with only two mechitzos is a Rosh Hashirabim, Manadar Eisele. A lechi, a korah, that only helps when you're not dealing with a Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa. So Rabbi Yehuda obviously holds that if you have two mechitzos, it's already not a Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa. And that's why putting little posts and beams and all these tricks, they work. But according to the Chamim, no, it's Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa. It doesn't work to put a lechi and a korah on them. So v'amai korah le gemura. Why do we call this a Rosh Hashiachid gemura? So ma'u detei mekipli rabbanu le Rabbi Yehuda de lo havi Rosh Hashanah Rishus Hayachid, Hani Mili Letaltel, of Lizrok Modele. I might have thought that when the Chum disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda and they say that a place that has only two mechitzos is not Rishus Hayachid and therefore you can't fix it with a lechi or a korah, that's only when it comes to carrying four amos within it that the Chum say that's aser. But maybe to throw from Rishus Rabim to it, the Chacham would be Moda that it's considered Rishus Hayachid and you're going to be chayiv for throwing from Rishus Rabim into the area that's in
enclosed by two walls, meaning maybe they agree that on a daraisa level, two walls is enough to consider it a rishus yachid. They just don't want to be makil that it's a rishus yachid, but they'll be machmir that it's a rishus yachid. So kamash v'lan. That's why the Tanna tells us gemura that it's a rishus yachid gemura that the fact that it has mechitzos on each side makes it a rishus yachid, but a place that doesn't have four mechitzos on each side, a place that only has two mechitzos, like Rabbi Yehuda was talking about, is not a rishus yachid at all. And therefore, if you carry from rishus yachid or a zorik from rishus yachid to it, it's not a rishus yachid. You're not going to be chayiv in the view of the rabbanim. Amar Mar. Then the Brisa went on to say that a sratia and a platia that zui rishus harabim. We started defining rishus harabim gemura. So the mutei mai. What's the Tana coming to be mai when it says zui? This is the rishus harabim. The mutei idach Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to be mai. The other comment of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanan, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Erevin that the chum sometimes allowed, in order that a person should be able to feed his animals while walking through public areas. So sometimes there were boros that had water in it, and the animals needed to drink. So they allowed a system called pase biraos, that you could set up four posts that are on right angles to each other, one amma by one amma, in four corners, and we view that as if you've surrounded the entire area by four walls, even though they're not really walls, they're just these little posts at the end. So in review, the Amarim Haisa, Darm Kshusham, Mafsaktan, Yisal Kenelet Stadin, that these posts work unless there's a Shusham that goes right in between the posts, because then the Derek Rabbim ruins your imaginary walls that have surrounded the area, because if the Rabbim walk right through it, you can't say that these four posts, we view it as if it's just continuous walls because the rabbim are walking right through it. You need to move the path of the rabbim to the side. The chum say, no, it's fine that these posts are going to work even if you don't move the rabbim off to the side. And that's what the Tanna is telling us when it says zui rishus rabbim, meaning those things that we mentioned are rishus rabbim, but when rabbim are over between the pasim, that is not a rishus rabbim. Okay, that's why we said zuhi, but why do we call it rishus rabbim Gemura, so I did Tana Resha, Gemura Tana Nami Seifa, Gemura. Yeah, don't read much into that. That's only because when we defined Rosh HaSiyachid, we called it Rosh HaSiyachid Gemura. So we got all excited by Rosh HaSirabim. We use the same lashon, we call it Gemura. So V'lachshav Nami Midbar. Well, wait a second. On the list of Rosh HaSirabim, why don't we start with the original Rosh HaSirabim, right? The original case by the Mishkan was the Midbar. Tanya, Ezi Rosh HaSirabim. The Brisa even includes it on the list. The Brisa says, what's Rosh HaSirabim? Stratio Platio Gdolom Vosom Flushin Vehamidbar. So why didn't our Brisa Namad Aleph also include Midbar? I'm Rabbi Lokasha. Kan Bizman Sheishol Shruin Bemidbar. Kan Bizman Azeh. The Midbar is not always a Rosh Hashanah. It's only Rosh Hashanah when there are actually 600,000 Jewish people in the Midbar. But when you don't have the entirety of the Jewish people in the Midbar is not a Rosh Hashanah. So we don't want to list it as a classic example of a Rosh Hashanah. Amar Mar. Then the Brisa went weiter and it said, Imhotzi vehichnis b'shogeg chayev chatas b'mezid anush karis. If a person violates hotza'a, hachnasa, so if he does it b'shogeg, he's chayev chatas, if he does it b'mezid, he's chayev karis, v'niskal, and if he did it b'mezid, with edem and asra, he's chayev skila. So b'shogeg chayev chatas pshita, isn't it obvious that you're chayev chatas if you do it b'shogeg? Meaning once you say that one rishus is a rishus hayachid and the other one is a rishus rabim, just say that you're chayev, and I know what you're chayev when you're mechalal Shabbos. Of course you chayiv karis if you do b'mezid, and anything that you chayiv karis if you do b'mezid, you chayiv achatos if you do b'shogeg. So it says, no, b'mezid onosh karis v'niskal isrichle. The chiddush is that you chayiv karis if you do b'mezid, and that you chayiv skil if you do b'mezid with edem and asra. Says, no, why is that a chiddush? Hanami pshita. Isn't that also pashut? Meaning, it's beferish in the chumash, in the parasha of the Mekoshesh, that a mechal Shabbos b'mezid v'asra is chayiv skila. So it says, no, hakamashmalan. Kidarav. Dam Rav, because Rav reported that Matsasi Megillah started. He said, I found a hidden Megillah, a hidden Ksav, that Bei Rabbi Chia, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Chia, V'kasuv Ba, and it said in it, Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, Avos Melachos Arbaim Chasar Achas, Ve'inu Chayv Ela Achas. That there are 39 Avos Melachos of Shabbos, but you only Chayv once, one carbon is the only one that makes sense. You only Chayv one carbon, even if you do all 39 Melachos, Be'alim
mechad, you're only chayiv one karban. So it says more, any, is that true? Vatanan, the most important mission in all Masech Shabbos and Dafayin Gimel, it's going to tell us, avos melachos arbaim chasarachas, that there are 39 melachos of Shabbos. Vavinim b'minyan alameli. And the Gemara asks, why do you need to tell me how many melachos there are? What's the kunz of saying the number? Vamar v'yochran, shemasan, kulan behelam echad, chayiv akalachas v'achas. It's to tell me that if a person forgot that it was Shabbos, he thought that it was a weekday, and he got up and he went and he did all 39 melachos. He went on, he was teaching Hilcha Shabbos, so he was going on, showing this is how you do winnow, and this is how you sow, and this is how you reap, and this. So he was doing all the different melachos, but he forgot that it was Shabbos, that you're chayiv separately for each of them. So how could this Megillah Starim say that you're only chayiv, einu chayiv ala achas? So ema, einu chayiv al achas mehen. No, what this Megillah Starim said was of the 39 melachos, there is one secret melacha that you're not going to be chayiv skila on. And Isi didn't say which melacha it is. So in order to be miyashiv, why did the Braisa have to say that if you're motzi or machnis, b'mezid enosh kares v'niskal, isn't it pashut that you're chayiv skila? No, it's not so pashut, because once we found this Megillah Starim, that there's one mystery melacha that you're not chayiv skila for, so you have to tell me this one's not it. V'hakamashmalan, ha-mehanach t'lo mesapkan, that this melacha of hotza'ah is not one that we have a suffix about. This is not one that might have been the one Isi was referring to. Why did they have a Megillah Starim? What does it mean that they hid these Megillahs? So there's a major discussion in the Rishonim. It's likely either because Dvarim Shebichsav Yatarasha, Dvarim Shebalpeh Yatarasha Lekosvan, so they put these Megillahs away because you weren't allowed to write Torah Shebalpeh, or it could be because it was an outvoted Shita, and once the Shita was rejected, they hid it away. They didn't keep it for public consumption for everyone to be able to see. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow.